Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Bluck Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. U.S. farmers could generate as much as $1 billion while cutting pesticide use if an array of biotech crops currently in development is approved by regulators and adopted by farmers, according to the National Center for Food and Agricultural Policy. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. There's a growing debate between high-yield farming and organic farming. Organic farming, which was somewhat of a fad a few years ago, is pushing to become mainstream. Sales will hit $11 billion next year. My food wholesalers and their supermarkets are listening to that cash register ring. With USDA's new organic labeling standard, some of the confusion of just what organic means should be cleared up. Farm magazines have alerted farmers to the opportunity to get a wider profit margin in producing organic. Be aware the cost of organic to the consumer can run 15 to 50% higher than other food. Many consumers identify organic as better tasting and safer. That's good marketing. However, USDA has been very clear to point out that organic is not any safer or better than other food. With the organic market growing at more than 20% per year, farmers are rushing to cash in on the growing demand. If too many farmers jump into the business, though, supply could outstrip demand and the price plunge. High-yield farmers, and most farmers are high-yield farmers, still look upon organic business as strange and backward. That's how my great-grandfather farmed. Today, only about 1% of our food supply is organically produced. So in spite of the impressive year-to-year percent gain, it is still small potatoes. If the whole world population turned to organic food, there wouldn't be enough food. Organic farming yields 20% less food than conventional. If the choice is between conventional with abundance and organic with starvation, the world will choose conventional with all the new technology. Still, there is a place for organic food. For those who want to pay for it. If enough acres are devoted to organic, the food surplus will diminish and farm prices improve. Until next week, I'm John Bluck from Washington.